Hello, everybody, and welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms. I'm Sophia, and I will be reading for you again today. Today is Wednesday, the 14th of November, which is the 6th of Kislev on the Hebrew calendar. This week's parasha is called Vayetzeh, which means he went out. And today's portion from the Torah is Genesis 30, verse 14 through 27. Before we start reading, we're going to bless the Lord and thank him for his word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to his people Israel and to all peoples, through his Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. Now during the days of the wheat harvest, Reuben went and found mandrakes in the field, and he brought them to his mother Leah. Then Rachel said to Leah, "Please give me some of your son's mandrakes." But she said to her, "Wasn't it enough that you took my husband away? You'd also take away my son's mandrakes?" So Rachel said, "That being so, let him lie with you tonight in exchange for your son's mandrakes." So when Jacob came from the field in the evening, Leah went out to meet him, and she said, "You must come to me, for I've actually hired you with my son's mandrakes." So he lay with her that very night. Moreover, God heard Leah, and she became pregnant, and gave birth to a fifth son for Jacob. Leah said, "God gave me my reward, because I gave my female servant to my husband." So she named him Issachar. Then Leah became pregnant again, and gave birth to a sixth son for Jacob. Leah said, "God has presented me a good gift. This time my husband will honor me, for I've borne six sons for him." So she named him Zebulun. Afterwards, she gave birth to a daughter and named her Dinah. Then God remembered Rachel, and God listened to her and opened her womb. Then she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. So she said, "God has taken away my disgrace." She named him Yosef, saying, "May the Lord add another son for me." Now it was after Rachel gave birth to Yosef that Jacob said to Laban, "Send me away so that I can go to my place and to my land. Give me my wives and my children for whom I've served you, and let me go. For you yourself know my labor, that I've served you." But Laban said to him, "If I found favor in your eyes, I've looked for good omens, and the Lord has blessed me because of you." That was Genesis 30, verses 14 through 27. Our next portion is from the prophets, and it is Judges chapter 17. Now there was a man of the hill country of Ephraim, whose name was Micah. And he said to his mother, "The 1,100 pieces of silver that were taken from you, about which you uttered a curse, which you also repeated it in my ears, behold, the silver is with me. I took it." And his mother said, "Blessed be my son of the Lord." And he returned the 1,100 pieces of silver to his mother. And his mother said, "I wholly dedicate the silver from my hand to the Lord, for my son to make a graven image and a molten image. Now therefore, I will return it to you." So when he returned the silver to his mother took 200 pieces of silver and gave them to the silversmith, who made it into a graven image and a molten image. So they were kept in the house of Micah. Now the man Micah had a shrine of gods, and he made an ephod and household idols, and consecrated one of his sons to become his priest. In those days, there was no king in Israel. Every man did what was right in his own eyes. Now there was a young man from Bethlehem of Judah, of the clan of Judah, who was a Levite, and he sojourned there. Then the man departed from the town, from Bethlehem of Judah, to sojourn wherever he could find a place. And as he journeyed, he arrived to the hill country of Ephraim, to the house of Micah. And Micah said to him, "Where do you come from?" And he replied to him, "I am a Levite from Bethlehem of Judah, and I am traveling to stay wherever I may find a place." So Micah said to him, "Stay with me, and be a father and a priest to me, and I will give you 10 pieces of silver a year, and a suit of apparel, and your provision." So the Levite went in. And the Levite was content to stay with the man, and the young man became to him as one of his sons. So Micah consecrated the Levite, and the young man became his priest, and lived in the house of Micah. Then Micah said, "Now I know that the Lord will do me good, seeing I have a Levite as my priest." That was Judges chapter 17. Our next portion today is Psalms 38. A Psalm of David, for a memorial. Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger, or discipline me in your wrath. For your arrows have sunk deep into me, and your hand has pressed down on me. There is no health in my flesh because of your indignation. There is no wholeness in my bones because of my sin. For my iniquities are on my head, like a burden too heavy for me. My wounds are foul and festering because of my foolishness. I am bent over, bow down greatly. All day I walk about in mourning, for my heart is filled with burning pain, and there is no health in my body. I am numb and utterly crushed. I groan because of anguish in my heart. My Lord, all my longing is before you, and my sighing is not hidden from you. My heart pounds, my strength fails me, the light of my eyes also not with me. My friends and my companions stay away from my womb, and my kinsmen stand far off. They who seek my life set traps. Those who seek my hurt threaten destruction, uttering lies all day. But I, like someone deaf, hear nothing, like a mute not opening his mouth. Yes, I am like one who cannot hear, whose mouth has no arguments. But I wait for you, Lord. You will answer, O Lord my God, for I said, don't let them gloat over me or exalt themselves over me when my foot slips. For I am about to fall, and my pain is before me constantly. So I confess my guilt. I am troubled because of my sin. My lively enemies are numerous. Many hate me wrongfully. Those who repay evil for good oppose me, because I pursue what is good. Do not forsake me, Lord. O my God, be not far from me. Hurry to my aid, my Lord, my salvation. That was Psalms 38. And our next portion is from the Apostles. It is Matthew 27, verses 32 through 66. As they came out, they found a man from Cyrene, Simon by name. They forced him into service to carry Yeshua's crossbeam. And when they came to a place called Golgotha, that is to say, place of a skull, they offered him wine mixed with gall to drink. But after tasting, he was unwilling to drink it. And when they had crucified him, they divided his clothing among themselves by casting lots. And they sat down and kept guard over him there. Over his head, they put the charge against him, which read, "This is Yeshua, the King of the Jews." Then two outlaws were executed with him, one on the right and one on the left. Those passing by were jeering at him, shaking their heads, and saying, "You who are going to destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are Ben Elohim, come down from the stake." Likewise, the ruling Kohanim, along with the Torah scholars and elders, were also mocking him. "He saved others," they were saying, "but he can't save himself. He's the King of Israel. Let him come down now from the stake, and we'll believe in him. He trusts in God. Let God rescue him now, if he wants him. For he said, 'I am Ben Elohim.'" Even the outlaws who were executed with him were ridiculing him in the same way. Now from the sixth hour, darkness fell upon all the land until the ninth hour. About the ninth hour, Yeshua cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani?" That is, my God, why have you abandoned me?" When some of those standing there heard it, they began saying, "This man is calling for Elijah." Right away, one of them ran and took a sponge. He filled it with sour wine and put it on a stick. and was offering it to Yeshua to drink. But the rest were saying, "Leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to save him." And Yeshua cried out again with a loud voice and gave up his spirit. And behold, the curtain of the temple was split in two from top to bottom, and the earth quaked and rocks were split apart, and the tombs were opened, and many bodies of the Kedoshim who were sleeping were raised to life. And coming forth of the tomb, out of the tombs after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. Now the centurion and those with him, keeping guard over Yeshua, when they saw the earthquake and what was happening, they became terribly frightened and said, "This really was the Son of God." Many women were there, watching from a distance. They'd followed Yeshua from the Galilee, serving him. Among them were Miriam from Magdala, Miriam, the mother of Jacob and Joseph, and the mother of Zebedee's sons. Now when it was evening, there came a rich man from Arimathea, named Joseph, who had also become a disciple of Yeshua. This man went to Pilate and asked for Yeshua's body. Then Pilate ordered it to be given up. And Joseph took the body and wrapped it in a clean linen cloth. And he laid it in his own new tomb, which he had cut in the rock. Then he rolled a large stone up to the door of the tomb and went away. Now Miriam from Magdala was there, and the other Miriam sitting opposite the tomb. Now on the next day, which is after the preparation, the ruling Kohanim and Pharisees were gathered before Pilate. "Sir," they said, "we remember how that deceiver said while he was still alive, 'After 3 days, I am to be raised.' Therefore, order the tomb to be made secure until the third day, so his disciples do not come and steal him away. They will tell the people he is risen from the dead, and the last deception will be worse than the first." "You have a guard," Pilate said to them. "Go make it as secure as you know how." So they went and made the tomb secure, sealing the stone along with the soldiers of the guard. That was Matthew chapter 27, verse 32 through 66, and we'll hear the rest of this tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening. I want to wish you a wonderful and joyous day. I'm Sophia with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shalom, until next time.